Now, he gives him here this prophecy. Now, I begin reading with verse 22. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore understand the matter and consider the vision. Now, you notice Daniel gets an immediate answer to his prayer. And you can tell how long it takes God to answer a prayer. Here, I heard Dr. Gabelein say once it took him 3 minutes to read this prayer in Hebrew, and by the time Daniel had finished reading it, the angel Gabriel was there. And that means it took 3 minutes for him to get to heaven down here. But the interesting thing is, Daniel had his eyes closed, and he didn't open them till the prayer was through, till he'd said amen. Angel Gabriel may have been standing around on one foot and the other for 2 minutes waiting for him. So it could be just a minute. Now, Daniel is greatly beloved and in heaven. That's wonderful. And I think, friends, you and I today, if we're in Christ, accepted in the beloved, we're beloved also in heaven because of Christ's sake. Now, will you notice verse 24? 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Now, 70 weeks. This does not mean weeks of 7 days any more than it means weeks of 7 years or 7 other periods of time. The Hebrew word here means a unit of measure. For instance, like the word dozen today. A man may say that, to tell you of a morning, that I had a half a dozen for breakfast this morning. Well, a half a dozen what? It could be eggs, it could be bananas, it could be oysters. It could be most anything, because it's just a unit of measure. Now, weeks here can be either a unit of days or of years. And I think that the context will have to determine how it's to be used. The things that are mentioned here could not have been accomplished in 70 weeks. And we know that they were not accomplished in that period of time. But the 70 years captivity, you see, was the specific penalty for violating 70 sabbatic years totaling 490 years. And I think what God now is saying to Daniel, the 70 years is up. The captivity is over. They'll return. But before everything is consummated and the kingdom is brought in, there is yet to be 490 more years that concern your people. And that is the way that, you remember, God had told Jeremiah they were to go into captivity 70 years because for 490 years they had missed in 2 Chronicles 36:21 to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbaths, for as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. Now, Daniel was puzzled as to how the end of the 70 years captivity would fit into that long period of Gentile world dominion, as the vision that he had had in chapters 7 and 8 had clearly indicated. Now, he obviously thought that at the end of the 70 years, his people would be returned to the land, and the promised Messiah would come, and the kingdom that had been promised to David would be established. Now, how could both be true? It seemed to him, I'm sure, that it could not be reconciled, and that it created seemingly contradictory prophecies. Now, the 70 weeks answers two questions. Israel's kingdom will not come immediately, and the 70 weeks must run their course. Now, these 70 weeks fit into the times of the Gentiles, and they run concurrently with them. They're broken up to fit in the Gentile times. And when it says that 70 weeks are determined, it actually literally means cutting off. 70 weeks are to be cut off into periods in this period of Gentile time. That's exactly what he means here. Now we find out that these 70 weeks concern thy people and thy holy city. Now there are certain things that are to take place in that 70-week period, or 490 years. Six things must be accomplished, and they could not have been, of course, accomplished in 490 days. And that's the reason we accept the year period, because it does fit into prophecy. Most of it has been fulfilled. 69 of those weeks have already passed, and 1 week is yet to be fulfilled, and it fits very nicely into prophecy. Now, first of all, there are six things to be accomplished. The first thing is to finish the transgression. Now, that refers to the transgression of Israel. The cross provided the redemption for the sin of the nation, but they all did not accept it. Today, the word has gone out to the ends of the earth. There is a redemption for mankind. But in that last week, God says in Zechariah 12:10, I'm going to pour upon the house of David, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and supplications. And he says also in chapter 13 of Zechariah, in that day there will be a fountain open to the house of David, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for uncleanness. Now, that hasn't been open, and they have not turned to that today. All you have to do is to look into that land to know that. Now, the second thing is to make an end of sins. That is, their national sins will come to an end at the second coming of Christ. They're just like any other people or nation. They're going to be sinners as individual and as a nation. They've made many mistakes as a nation, and so have we. You can't blame them just for that, but God will make an end of it. Now, the third thing, to make reconciliation for iniquity. In other words, God will provide in this period of the 70 weeks, God will provide a redemption, and that's the death and resurrection of Christ. The fourth thing is to bring in everlasting righteousness, and that's the return of Christ at the end of the 490 years to establish the kingdom. And then the fifth, to seal up the vision and prophecy, means that it'll all be fulfilled, and that will vindicate this prophecy as well as all other prophecies. And finally, to anoint the most holy. And that has reference to the anointment of the Holy of Holies in the millennial temple, which Ezekiel talked about and we saw in the 41st through the 46th chapter. That gives us the beginning